90-minute tape converted to 60 minutes. Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview of Elaine Chao, number 6. This is tape 3.
Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. Interview number 2 with Elaine Chao at a restaurant in Los Angeles on December 2nd, 1979. Mrs. Chao, could you tell me about your new life movement activities? When did you join it, and how did you come to join it, and what kind of activities you participated in?
Oh, I just met some of the women, and they, at that time, Taiwan was involved with mainland China, and we had to raise money for Taipei, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the
Nationalist government.
Yeah, nationalist government. Mm-hmm.
What function did you have? What position did you have?
Oh, I was a treasurer.
For how long?
For 15 years.
And when did you start getting involved? So
1930.
So 1930 to 1945?
I was way after that, I think. No, I was with them longer than that.
Perhaps 20 years?
I think it's 20 years.
Close, yeah. It ended in 49.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And as treasurer, what did you have to do?
I just have to keep book and collect all the dues and the fundraising, whatever money that we raised. I kept track of it.
Mm-hmm.
And turned that money in.
To whom?
Oh, to the president of the association.
Do you remember anybody else that were also involved? I mean, the American Chinese.
Well, Mrs. Nellie Chan. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's very active and she's a president.
Mm-hmm. What about the Los Angeles Chinese Women's Club? When did you join that one?
1947.
What kind of organization was it?
Oh, that is a sort of a, it's also a organization that helps philanthropy.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember doing anything in particular, for instance, having fundraisers and dinners?
Oh, yes, we give a Chinese New Year tea, and we give a luncheon once a year.
And where did the funds go to?
Go into a scholarship fund for the Chinese, for the Chinese boys and girls, mm-hmm. whoever deserved it.
Did you hold an official position?
Oh, I was a treasurer there for a few years.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. When did the organization disband? Or?
No, we're still active.
Are you still a member of it?
I'm still a member, just inactive member.
I see. Mm-hmm. So, from 1947. When was the club formed?
1947.
Oh, I see. Do you remember how it was formed and why?
Oh, it was a bunch of ladies decided that we should have a club and together gathering. That's all there is.
What kind of ladies were there? Were they mostly upper middle class?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How many of them were there?
I think there were about 15 of us.
Did it grow to be the bigger organization?
Yes, we have about 30, not too many.
And the members now, are they mostly people?
Now the junior is taking over now. See, all the seniors came inactive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Few pass away.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Besides fundraising, what else did you do?
Well, we just do philanthropy work, like some men in the hospital that, you know, once a year we give a party for them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we would visit them. Talk Chinese to them, they would be glad to see some Chinese, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, going back to the New Life Movement, you, besides being a treasurer and keeping track of the money, you mentioned something about the Chinese soldiers, the National Soldiers. They were undergoing training.
Yeah.
Here?
Mm-hmm. Flyers.
Flyers, and yet part of the function of the New Life Movement Club, was it?
No.
No,
that's, wait a minute. Yeah.
Was it called the New Life Movement Club?
Yeah, New Life Movement.
Did you have to entertain the soldiers?
Yes, at one time I got a group of girls to dance with them.
A social dance?
Yeah, social dance.
Did you see any visiting dignitaries while you were involved with the activities? Like Chiang Kai-shek or his wife?
No. Let's see, Madam Chang came.
Uh-huh. When was that?
Pretty far back. I think 1950 somewhere.
Oh, that's very late. That was after they went into back to Taiwan? Uh-huh. And were you in charge of entertaining her, or did you participate?
Oh, I just participated.
Was your husband involved also?
He's involved in the CACA, Chinese Citizen Alliance.
Yes.
Chinese Citizen Alliance.
He didn't participate in the New Life. Did he support you in terms of joining these activities?
No. He never got into my business.
Oh, he did. I see. Okay. He didn't support it, but he didn't mind.
Never object. No.
He didn't object it.
No.
Ah, I see. But did he actually encourage you to do it, or? In other words, was his attitude positive?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. What about your work? You seem to be very busy in your work. How did you manage to have the time to help your husband's business and
Well, I just
children?
Keep busy, that's all.
I
sent both my girl and son, both of them graduated from USC.
Was it very common for women at that time to participate in these social activities?
I'm sure of that.
Even Chinese women?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it the old stereotype of Chinese women was that they should stay home and take care of children?
No, I never stay home.
And neither did all your friends who were in the New Life. Was New Life Movement mostly women?
Yeah, all women.
Oh, excuse me. I presume you think you were pretty successful in the business, in your business as well as in your life.
Yeah.
Do you think of yourself mostly as a supporting role, right, to your husband?
Well.
Or did you feel that you had your own side, you know, you handled your side and he handled his side?
Well, that's the way I feel.
Which? That you were supporting, or that you had your own sort of major role to play?
Well, I just go ahead and be on my own.
Ah, I see.
Mm-hmm.
How do you rate your success then, working on your own, the part that you handle by yourself?
Well, I just enjoy it.
Do you think...
Keep myself busy.
You were successful, though.
Yeah.
You run your side of the business very well. Did you achieve that success by working extra hard, or did you go and ask your husband or ask other people for advice, or did you mostly...
Oh, I asked my husband for advice mostly.
So would you attribute your success to yourself or to your husband?
Oh, mostly to my husband.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that being the only Chinese wholesale beer distributor, whether you were being discriminated against in any way by anybody?
Not at all.
Then you were accepted by by the whites, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. I don't know whether they accept me or my husband. Mostly my husband.
Well, the two of you were rather like one entity, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
So you have no problems. But you sold mostly to Chinese customers, correct?
Japanese, Chinese, Korean, Filipinos.
Mm-hmm. And what was the reason you said for not selling to whites?
Oh, that is the breweries all just the same. You are allotted to a certain territory, regardless you're white or what you are. You're allotted to that certain territory. That's a beer business.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot walk into any other territory. That
you
is the restriction.
A geographical territory.
Yeah.
So I presume you were allowed to say Chinatown and the...
Chinatown, downtown, and provided they're Chinese or Oriental, Japanese, Koreans, or Filipinos.
If, for instance, if your husband had asked for another territory, another piece of territory on top of this, would they give it to him?
No, he cannot get it.
Why not?
Well, that's the way, that's the brewery.
Did they say so? Was it
black
and white?
Is, no, that's the way it is. Regardless, even among the white people, if he is going to get part of the east of Los Angeles, that's all he has to state, that's all he's going to get. He cannot go to the west of Los Angeles or north of Los Angeles. We're assigned to a different territory.
Within the territory that you're assigned to, there must have been white liquor shops, liquor shop owned by whites.
Yeah.
Did you distribute to them too?
Well, they come over and pick it up from my store.
Oh, so you had some Caucasian.
Yeah, they come. They come over whenever there's a shortage or something. They all come to our store.
You mean they didn't regularly purchase?
But we don't deliver. That's a union regulation.
Oh, you don't deliver?
We don't deliver, but they can come over and pick it up.
That's how all your customers work, right? They all come to your place to pick it up.
No, all my Chinese customers, we deliver.
Oh, then how come you didn't deliver to them?
No, well, that is the territory, that is the brewery. That is their regulation.
No, you say that the breweries assign you to certain geographical areas, and the ones they assign you are very heavy in terms of minorities, Chinese and Japanese, Korean, Filipinos, blacks maybe? Any blacks?
No.
No blacks? Mexicans?
Well, they can come over and get it.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that within that...
But we don't deliver. That's not my territory.
Was it an ethnic territory or was it a geographic? Because within, for instance, even Chinatown or the downtown area, there must have been non-Oriental liquor stores.
Yeah.
And for some reason, you're telling me you get the whole area, which should include those non-Oriental liquor shops.
No? The brewery don't allow it. The brewery is their regulation. Even today, they're the same way.
You mean they will only allow you to distribute to Orientals?
Yeah.
Those kind of...
Make us an Oriental distributor.
So the liquor stores, even though if they're in your geographical area within that, the spot on the map where it says it's assigned to you, if it's owned by a white, you cannot distribute
it. No, unless you can get permission.
From whom?
well, all they say, well, we'd rather have sanitary to deliver. And they require us to deliver themselves. And a lot of the customers like us, want us to deliver.
Uh-huh.
Rather have us than anybody.
Uh-huh.
So it's fine. We take care of them that way too.
And
most of them are the Jewish.
Jewish stuff.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did you find that you have more affinity with the Jews? In other words, that the Jews were more closer. They were closer to the Chinese.
They seemed to be very close.
In the ways of doing business?
Yeah.
What about culturally speaking?
Yeah, they're friendly too.
Did you perceive them as different from the white Americans?
No.
You didn't think of them as being different from Americans, mm-hmm. the other Caucasians?
And I don't think of them as being. I just feel I'm just as good as they are, you know.
I understand. What I'm saying is that the Jews picked your store to be their distributor. Right?
They do. They have to ask that. They have to get the release from the brewery.
Did you ever ask them why?
No, we don't ask them why. They want us to deliver, fine. Because there are big fires anywhere.
The Jews own a lot of liquor stores?
Yes.
Was it in the downtown area?
Everywhere.
Oh.
We don't chase all over town. We can't go ahead and run all over town with a truck, with a driver. That's to be too expensive.
If a Chinese...
We can go broke.
If a Chinese liquor store was, say, located in Crenshaw or in the west side, would you deliver to that store too?
Yeah.
You will be allowed to take care of them,
yeah.
Right? Because they're Chinese
mm-hmm.
or Japanese. Mm-hmm. Did you take care of the Sawtelle area to the Japanese customers over by Sawtelle?
No.
Besides,
we didn't want it. We can't send our truck and men. It's too expensive.
Oh, so you...
And, you know, maybe they're not too big stores anyway. And we have to pick our customer, too, you know. If they're not too big, well, we're out of the way. Well, we don't serve them either.
Mm-hmm. When did you sell your business?
I sold it about 5 years ago.
So altogether, how long did you have the business?
Oh, over 30 years, 1930.
Mm-hmm. Did you perceive any changes take place over those 30 years?
Oh, things are getting bad. Breweries are getting bad. They lost distributor one by one, you know. All the distributors were broke anyway.
Because of the difference in payment schedule. You have to pay immediately, right? After you receive your stock.
Well, not only that, the brewery. It make it a hardship, give you less and less profit. You cannot operate because the union wage is getting higher and the running of the truck is higher, insurance is higher.
Mm-hmm. Did you sell yours to a Chinese person also, sell your business?
I sold it to Japanese.
So the Japanese now is...
Yeah.
And is he the only Japanese that is a...
No, that's two French. Japanese in town.
No Chinese right now?
No.
Any Koreans?
No. But the brewery business is no good now anyway.
Oh.
They're completely out anyway.
People drink a lot more beer than they used
to. Well, I know it, but then they just don't go. But my son, the Miller High Life, want him to go in with them.
Mm-hmm.
He is a route supervisor. He just got his job. He's a salesman for a liquor house.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that used to do business with us want my son to be with them, to be the route supervisor for the Miller High Life. Miller High Life don't sell that good now.
Mm-hmm.
But one good thing, he gets the use of a car, gas,
mm-hmm.
insurance, and he got his... sickness. He got a lot of benefit.
That's right. After you sold your business, what did your son do? Because he
ran it. He went to sell liquor for Simon Levi, for a liquor house.
So it seems like with your, in your business, you've dealt with mostly, at least Orientals and probably mostly Chinese, right? When you were selling the beer, when you were distributing beer.
Yeah.
Did you have to speak Chinese to any of your customers?
Well, they understand, my son. Yeah, he speaks a few Chinese.
Do you?
Yeah, I speak Chinese.
Uh-huh.
I speak Cantonese.
Did you have to use it at all?
I can always manage, you know.
You mean there were sometimes there would the need arise for you, or did they all understand?
Oh, they all understand. I talk to them just the same.
Oh, English?
I talk Chinese to them.
Oh.
I don't know how good my Chinese is, but I do talk Chinese to them.
Did you have to do that quite frequently, or can
you
buy
not
English?
Quite frequently. I just talk Chinese to them mostly.
You mean while you were having your business, you have to speak in Chinese most of the time?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time?
Most of the time.
Oh, I see.
There's not too many words that you have to know. You just have to give the names, how many cases you want. You know, there are not that much to converse. Mm-hmm.
I see. Mm-hmm. Besides getting back to the your spare time, you told me you didn't join any business organizations, right, for your job, for your business, that you didn't join any, like, Wholesale Beer Distributors of America?
Yeah, we have to be a member of the Wholesale Beer Distributors.
Uh-huh. Did you have to attend any functions, social functions?
Yeah, now and then my son goes, my husband goes, but I don't go.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And then that plus the New Life plus the L.A. Chinese Women, anything else? Did you go to church?
I used to.
Oh, that's right. Chinese speaking church?
Yeah, Chinese and English both.
Was it the Congregational Church?
Yeah. No, Presbyterian.
Mm-hmm.
They call it the True Life Presbyterian now.
Oh, you don't go anymore?
Too far away for me to go. They moved.
Well, you say over the last 30, 40 years, did you socialize mostly with Chinese? It seems like, well, I know that the Chinese Women's Club and the New Life Women were all Chinese women. And what I'm saying is, like, when you have, say, invite friends over for dinner, or when you go over to your other friend's house, were they mostly Chinese or American?
Sometimes there's some Americans and Chinese.
Which one is more?
I think more Chinese.
What do you think of yourself as Chinese or American?
I feel I'm Chinese.
100% Chinese or 75%?
I feel I'm 100% Chinese.
But
I'm not prejudiced.
In terms of what? Against whom?
Either against Chinese or American. They're all just the same to me. I have lots of American friends, very close friends, you know.
Uh-huh. And you mean they treat you as regardless of your...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you're with your Chinese friends, do you speak in Chinese or English?
Half and half.
they speak half and half?
Half and half.
Are they mostly American-born then?
American-born.
Oh, they were probably all American. You don't have any friends that are from, that were brought, born and raised in, say, China or Taiwan?
Yeah.
Where, in other words, where English is their second language and they only have
Chinese. Yeah, I do run into them. I manage to understand them. They talk, most of them speak Mandarin. I can't understand them.
Uh-huh.
They have to speak my dialect. They have to speak Cantonese, you know.
Uh-huh.
If they don't speak Cantonese, I don't understand them.
But you don't have too many of those friends from Taiwan, right?
I have quite a few friends, but it's a shame I haven't learned to speak Taiwanese. I should. Mm-hmm.
But when you are with your friends, other than speaking half Chinese, half English, you know, do you feel particular tie, let's say, to Chinese or Chinese Americans, I guess.
doesn't make any difference.
In other words, you could just as well have all American friends.
Yeah.
You don't make a special effort. You did not make a special effort at making friends with in your group. How about in your everyday living? Do you feel you live mostly as a Chinese do or as an American do? In terms of the food you eat?
I think I'm more American than Chinese, I think.
Yeah, in your lifestyle?
Mm-hmm. But I do eat Chinese food. I love Chinese food.
What about your business? Do you feel that your business made you more aggressive, changed your personality in any way?
No, I don't feel that way.
You mean you were, because Chinese supposedly are very humble and modest and,
yeah.
You know,
I never feel that way. I won't kneel down to them. I don't feel that I should be humble, you know. It is not necessary. I just feel that I'm just as good as they are.
Okay, thank you.
End tape.